ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯ ವಿಶ್ವಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮದ್ ಎಸ್ ದಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೀಶಲ ವೈಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಧಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಎಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಬಿಬಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮದ್ ಎಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೀಶಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायपुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावित भक्त वृंद की जय। नितय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10th चैप्टर नंबर 37 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33. Prabhupada is very tricky. He wouldn't give purport to anybody. But it is very important and very, very interesting to know that some slokas are revealing some secrets. If we become regular, you know, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, then we get some sort of internal understanding which enlivens us and that glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam much more. So, you have written any sloka? Okay. The chapter is entitled Killing of Keshi and Vyoma. But it forecast also so many other killings. And Krishna doesn't tell, Narad Muni tells them. So at least I'll read the 10th and 11th sloka. Krishna Krishnat Premaya Atman Yogesha Jagadishwaraha Vasudeva Khila Vasam Satvatam Pravaraha Prabho Tvamatma Sarvabhutanam Eko Jyotir Vedasam Gudo Gudasayaha Sakshi Mahapurushaishwaraha. Krishna Krishna, O Krishna Krishna, Aprameya Atmam, O Insurmountable One, Yoga Isha, O Source of All Mystic Powers, Jagadishwara, O Lord of Universe, Vasudeva, O Son of Vasudeva, Akhila Avasa, O Shelter of Beings, all beings, Satvatam of the Yadu Dynasty, Pravara, O who are the best Prabhu, O Master, Tvam, you, Atma, the Supreme Soul, Sarva of all, Bhutanam, created beings, Ekaha, alone, Jyotish, fire, evil, like, Edhasam, in all kinds of woods, Guda, hidden, Guha, within the cave of the heart, Shayaha, sitting, Sakshi, the witness, Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara, the Supreme Controller. The translation is that Narad Muni said, O Krishna, Krishna, unlimited Lord, source of all mystic powers, Lord of the universe, O Vasudeva, shelter of all beings and the best of the Yadus. O Master, you are the Supreme Soul of all created beings, sitting unseen within the cave of the heart, like the fire dormant within the kindled food, kindling food. You are the witness within everyone, and the Supreme Personality and the ultimate controlling deity. Other translation ongoing. You are the shelter of all souls, and being the supreme controller, you fulfill your desires simply by your will. By your personal creative potency, you manifested in the beginning as primal modes of the material nature, and through their agency, you create, maintain, and then destroy this universe. You, that very same creator, have now descended on the earth to annihilate the daitya, pramatha, and rakshasa demons who are posing as kings, and also to protect the godly. The horse demon, who was so terrifying that his kneeing frightened the demigods into leaving their heavenly kingdoms. But by your good fortune, by our good fortune, you have enjoyed the sport of killing him. In two days, O Almighty Lord, I will see the deaths of Chanur, Mustika, and other wrestlers, along with those of the elephant Kuvalayapid and the King Kamsa, all by your hand. Then I will see you kill Kalayavana, Mura, Naraka, and the conch demon. And I will also see you steal the Parijat flower and defeat Indra. I will then see you marry many daughters of heroic kings after paying for them with your valor. Then, O Lord of the universe, in Dwarka you will deliver the king Nraga from the curse and take for yourself Shemantaka jail together with another wife. You will bring back a Brahmana's dead sons from the abode and of your servant Yamaraj, and thereafter you will kill Paundraka, burn down the city of Kashi, and annihilate Dantavakra and the king of Chedi during that great Rajasuya sacrifice. I shall see that these heroic pastimes, along with many others, you will perform during your residence in Dwarka. These pastimes are glorified on the earth in the songs of the transcendental poets. Subsequently, I will see you appear as time personified, serving as Arjuna's chariot driver and destroying the entire armies of soldiers to rid the earth of her burden. Let us approach you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for shelter. You are full of perfectly pure spiritual awareness and are always situated in your original identity. Since your will is never thwarted, you have already achieved all possible desirable things, and by the power of your spiritual energy, you remain eternally aloof from the flow of qualified illusion. I bow down to you, the Supreme Controller, who are dependent only on yourself. By your potency, you have constructed the unlimited particular arrangements of this universe. Now you have appeared as the greatest hero amongst the Yadus, Vrishnis, and Shaswatas, and have chosen to participate in human welfare. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sukadeva Goswami said, having thus addressed Lord Shri Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, Narad bowed down and offered him obeisances. Then that great sage and most eminent devotee took his leave from the Lord and went away, feeling great joy at having directly seen him. After killing the demon Kesi in the battle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead continued to tend the cows and other animals in the company of his joyful cowherd boyfriends. Thus, he brought happiness to all the residents of Vrindavan. One day, the cowherd boys, while grazing their animals on the mountain slope, played in the game of stealing and hiding, acting out the roles of rival thieves and herders. In that game, O King, some acted as thieves, others as shepherds, and others as sheep. They played their game happily, without fear of danger. A powerful magician named Vyoma, the son of demon Maya, then appeared on the scene in the guise of a cowherd boy, pretending to join the game of a thief. He proceeded to steal most of the cowherd boys who were acting as sheep. Gradually, the great demon abducted more and more of the cowherd boys and cast them into a mountain cave, which he sealed shut with a boulder. Finally, only four or five boys acting as sheep remained in the game. Lord Krishna, who shelters all the saintly devotees, understood perfectly well that Vyomasura was doing. Just as lion grabs a wolf, Krishna forcefully seized the demon as he was taking away more cowherd boys. The demon changed into his original form, as big and powerful as great mountain. But try as he might to free himself, he could not do so, having lost his strength from being held in the Lord's tight grip. Lord Achyuta clutched Vyomasura between his arms and threw him to the ground. Then, while the demigods in the heaven looked on, Krishna killed him in the very same way that one kills a sacrificial animal. Here is the purport, one line. The acharyas inform us that sacrificial animals were killed by the means of strangulation. Krishna then smashed the boulder blocking the cave's entrance and led the trapped cowherd boys to safety. Thereafter, as demigods and cowherd boys sang his glories, returned to cowherd village Gokula. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 37th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Killing of Demon Keshi and Vyoma. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshul Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavauscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitausha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿತಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ will try to understand the mind of Narad Muni. Narad Muni, as if forecasting all the leelas yet to be performed, it has few connotation. Krishna is all-knowing, but his pure devotee is also all-knowing. Because pure devotee is witnessed in previous millennium these pastimes. And Krishna's pastimes thus become eternal. So, pure devotees know it, what is yet to come. But Narad Muni, by his nature, we know, he wants to expedite things faster, faster. He would ill advise even Kamsa. Kamsa, do you know? The one who is going to kill you is already born. So why don't you kill all the kids born 10 days before? Because you do not know who is Krishna. It's better to kill all the kids so you'll be safe. Was it against Krishna? Such an advice? Ill advice? No. He is also, as a pure devotee, has some pure motive for his own satisfaction. Narad Muni is glorifying, my dear Lord Krishna, these are yet to come and I will witness again all these pastimes. He enumerates yet to come pastimes because he has witnessed before. Pure devotees are all-knowing because they come and participate in the leelas of Lord Shri Krishna. They know what to come. It reminds the Lord apparently, but what a nerve then he would be. Do you think Narad Muni is advising Krishna? No. I will witness, my dear Lord, all these pastimes that you are going to perform. Because they are being repeated millennium after millennium. But Krishna appears only one time in one millennium. In a day of Brahma, he appears only one time. Other pastimes, Narad Muni says, they are being taking place every year. But these pastimes are yet to take place. You know, Narad Muni is pushing his desire. How to witness those that you do not perform every time. Only once in a day of Brahma you perform. So, Narad Muni, as if forecasting all the pastimes that are yet to perform, is not out of line, out of devotion, out of you know, showing his charm in front of Lord Sri Krishna, that he, if somebody tells some kind of forecasting, in Kali Yuga hardly forecasting works, all right? But if somebody tells forecasting and it becomes by fluke correct, then you glorify that person. Oh, you did forecast. You are a Trikalagya. Trikalagya. But what is Trikal? Past, present and future. How many past, present and future would be revolving in Krishna's appearance? 1,000 times. But these pastimes are appearing only one time in 1,000 revolutions of 4 yugas. So, it is the glory of Krishna's pastimes that even you may tell or you may address Lord Sri Krishna, my dear Lord, because I have witnessed these pastimes in the past, I would like to enumerate that what are you going to do? I want to see again. You can't enumerate anything which is unseen. You can't describe anything which is beyond your sense perception of the 5 senses. It is impossible. But for spiritualized senses, these senses are so purified that it goes along with the entire history. And because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his activities, appearance, janma karma cha me divyam evam vetyo tattvataha. Narad Muni's divyata means the spiritual perfection of Narad Muni is a good guide for cultivation of divine nature. What Krishna tells that evam vetyo tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti swarjo. Evam vetti. Narad Muni helps us to understand what is evam vetti. He speaks up as it is. Because eternal facts cannot be understood by blunt senses, limited senses. Therefore, we are supposed to make our senses, you know, pure by engaging them in the service of Krishna. Sarva padhir vinirmuktvam. Whatever conditioning, whatever reasonability, rationality, whatever man can think and speculate, because their senses are not purified, it all become irrelevant. Pure devotee senses are so purified that they act according to the pleasure and desire of the Lord. And pure devotees convey this super excellent activities. They convey. In New York, when Srila Prabhupada would sit on a bench, if these are the early days, people will come and sit near him because he was an extraordinary personality never seen before. These devotees, New Yorkers will keep a record. Somebody would take the 8 mm movie of the very peculiar personality of Srila Prabhupada, never seen before in their life, is there. And it is natural. They participated in record keeping of Srila Prabhupada's activities. So sometimes they also converse, "Oh, you are a saintly person from India. Do you have temples? Do you have this? Do you have, where is it?" They want to inquire. And Prabhupada says, "Yes, there are many temples. There are many, many devotees all over the world. And there are chanting the glories of the holy name everywhere. But only the time is separating us." Was it not Srila Prabhupada foreseeing? What purity does it require to even tell something that is about to happen? This is in the same line that Narad Muni is talking. Because pure devotees visualize everything. They depend upon Lord Shri Krishna that because he is master of all mystic powers, he can do. He did not require anything to create the material world. Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Sruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. He did not do himself, his energies did everything because his energies are in tune in knowing Lord Krishna's desires. So they act automatically. Sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujata. Simply putting a glance, he started creation. But how detailed it is, we can read in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maitreya Muni was instructed specifically in this very technical aspect of creation by Maitreya Muni. So, devotees take not blindly but by all reasonability in proportion to their purification. Here we need to know that Narad Muni is a speck pure devotee. He is not simply giving us surprise. But because this is the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, it will help us to dwell within the reasonability which is spiritual. So, more we try to dip ourselves into this kind of, unusual descriptions. They are not bluffs. They are not bluffs. They have a spiritual connotation and they have a very, very profound understanding. So, let's come to this purport. The acharyas inform us that sacrificial animals were killed by the means of strangulation, not by any weapon. Strangulation means choking, and generally the neck is used for strangulation. Self-strangulation is called suicide. But there are many, many other means of strangulations. Some does by hand. Some other. But the weaker section, they used weapons to just sartan se juda. doesn't require strangulation, but cut off the head. That is the easy part for the bare hand to sacrifice an animal. So, why should Prabhupada is telling so definitively, which is not accepted by general audience? There are many statements of Srila Prabhupada, and they become rather controversial, and people are worrying too much about what Prabhupada is telling. In both the sides, pros and cons now. Instead of looking into the spiritual reality, many devotees are dwelling on such kind of subjects. We should refrain from. Many, many controversial things which started coming up, not properly understanding, they were demanding to change Prabhupada's books. So many things started, and it is still going on in the realm of so-called devotees who became familiar after serving so many years, yet they are taking up as a subject matter of critical, analytical endeavors not to protect Prabhupada's glories, not to protect the spirituality aspect, but rather make Prabhupada an ordinary saint. This is not fair. It depends upon the fidelity of a devotee who is sincere. He should refrain into venturing some unknown trajectory that Prabhupada wants of. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashayaya bahirartha manina andhayatha andaihi upaniyamana te pishatantraya urudam nibadhya. Because the ultimate aim is Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Swartha gatim. Swartha means swa-artha. Artha means perfection, gain. Artha means gain. Only thing that we came bereft of in the material world is Vishnu. We were bereft of knowledge. We were bereft of all the spirituality. Because the world is bereft, we got also in the influence of forgetting the ultimate gain. But Prahlad is teaching this. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashayaya bahirarthamanina. Bahirarthamanina means it's in the realm of the ordinary people, how they will take it. Andha yatha andhaihi upaniyamana te pishatantraya uru damni baddha. One blind person leads other blinds. Blinds means they didn't have, they were bereft. And such a so-called devotee, if he is engaging in this endeavor of bahirartha manina. Bahirartha means from the purview of self-realization. Against it, they look for externalities, reasonability, rationality, what is going on, the acceptance in the Western world, would it be accepted here also, or we can better. It's a controversial thing. That is called bahirarthamanina. So one blind who has not realized the absolute truth, which is so divine. Divine cannot be understood through the eyes of rationality. Krishna says, evam vetyota tattva. He has to gain the divinity to understand the divine. Then and then, tyaktvadeham punarjanma naiti mameti. Then and then he will be liberated and never come back to this material world. So, this subject matter is further explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Matimna Krishne Svataha Paratova Mithobi Padyat Graha Pratanam Adanta Gobihi Vishatam Tamishram Puna Puna Scharvitam Charvanam. Matimna Krishne, the resolute determination of Lord Sri Krishna will never arise. Svataha, by one's own effort, or parataha, take the help of friends of like-mindedness for whatever his opinion, he gathers some kind of supporters. No. Or mithopipadyeta. Mithopipadyeta means, Prabhupada says, in the assembly of all to decide by voting system, 2/3 majority vote. Absolute truth will not, its functional truth will be achieved, but absolute truth will not be achieved. Mithopi paddhyat. Grahavratanam, as long as we are grahavrati. Grahavrati means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Because our senses are unbridled, our senses are unbridled, or they are not purified properly, then puna puna scharvitam charvana. Chewing the chur where there is no juice. So divinity is like that. We think, oh, I have done so much service, so I can take liberty to air my own opinion and start evaluating the controversial subject. No. The mati can only arise in one. For the sake of, we try to purify our senses. That purpose is not served, then no. Who can serve that purpose? Naisha matim tavat urukramangri. Urukramra means Lord Shri Krishna, whose activities are uncommon. Just like Vamandev, he is called Trivikrama. Urukrama, his steps are gigantic, cannot be understood. Krishna shows this just to make us surrender. Instead of measuring the gigantic truth, accept such things. Achintyastu khalu bhava na tarkena yojaya. This divinity principle cannot be understood by mundane logic. Because prakrutepi parebhyascha tam achintyasya lakshanam. ప్రకృతి మీన్స్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్ పరేభ్య ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు దాట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది అచింత్య లక్షణం ది సింప్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ డివైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివైన్ సో అన్లెస్ అండ్ అంటిల్ వన్ బికమ్స్ డివైన్ బై అప్రోచ్ బై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ హౌ కెన్ హీ అండర్స్టాండ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ హౌ కెన్ హీ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ when Prabhupada's write that animals were killed by the means of strangulation. Nobody kills an animal by strangulation. Man can do with other men and strangulation, but that is not sacrifice. That is not sacrifice. That is for the sacrifice is a means of pleasure for the Supreme. Because Krishna also used this technique to kill Vyomasur, Bhaumasur, even that demon who became cowherd boy and rode in and Lord Balaram's shoulder. Pralambasur. He was knocked on his head and strangulated. So sacrifice, Krishna kills, that is sacrifice. He does not kill out of envy. Just to liberate them from this ignorance of an asura body. You know, that is sacrifice. So when Prabhupada writes that previously the sacrificial animals were killed by the means of strangulation, can we take as it is? Take it. Otherwise, we'll not be able to get the real purpose for which we are worshipping Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. It will... suppose if we argue and tell, oh, this is a printing mistake, or this is that, and this is this. You can't change. Not a word can change. But that's what it means. What can be changed? Our ignorance should be changed. How can ignorance can be changed? Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. The senses must be engaged in the service of master of senses. That is bhakti and that is divine. The process of divinity is given in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? That is the only important thing from Goloka. Otherwise, everything was here. But those other means are not working out. Tapa is not working out. Yajna is not working out. Dan is not working out. Only holy name is working out. So, this is an important lesson for us. Then, when we refer to the teachings of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं योवेति तत्व. एवं मीन्स दिव्यम. वी रिक्वायर डिविनिटी टू अंडरस्टैंड तत्वतः. तत्वतः मीन्स इन ट्रूथ इन रियालिटी. त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति नामेति स्वर्ग. One does not come back in the material world and goes back to. And Krishna is inviting everybody without any exception. People will say, oh, where is the morality when Krishna says, Api chet sudracharo bhajate mam anarya bhag. He thinks he is somebody. There are so many references that people may challenge, but their basis of challenge is on rationality which is not divine. On illiteracy in the form of what you call scholarship. The scholars become illiterate. I told this. I have a cousin. She was doing her MA, and I was new in Krishna consciousness. This is early 70s or so. And then I saw her studying Rupa Goswami's Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav dramas. I told her, if you do not chant Hare Krishna, you will not understand this. What is the use? Is this literature for so-called scholars? Unfortunately. Even studying those literature, Rupa Goswami, cannot be understood properly because she never served the holy name. So, anyway, such literatures are very, very profound. Why do we take the descriptions of Rupa Goswami about the birth of Srimati Radharani? There are many things which are said to be something extraordinary. Was she not born in Rawal? But Rupa Goswami said, no, no. They are all daughters of Vindhyachal. And Putana grabbed them, dropped them there. Why Putana? All the kids slipped off from her grip. So, it is very important that unless and until we serve Lord Krishna through our senses to make them purified, then the divinity may be able to give us some opportunity to understand this. So we should not go astray from taking this opportunity. So we will be able to fulfill the aim of our association in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
Yes, I'm there. Maharaj, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. Maharaj, as you proved in your lecture, that in, when we are in ignorance, we can't understand Krishna as well as Srila Prabhupada and other pure devotees. So in my state, when I am in ignorance, how can I still love Srila Prabhupada and understand him?
Associate with the devotees and inspired by the devotees, you engage in devotional service. Then you become conscious of removing anarthas. We are supposed to win over. Even some residual anarthas are going to be, but it will help us to put up on the platform of divinity. Liberation. And when we increase rati and asakti in Krishna consciousness, then the residual anarthas will be also disappearing. This is the process Rupa Goswami has given. It is not a kind of a technical approach, but it is very scientific. And observational truth will be coming by performing. That's what Krishna says. Rajvidya rajguhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Devotional service comprises of knowledge which is very scientific, because it, by engaging in it systematically, it affords us pratyaksha avagama. It manifests right before our eyes. Avagama means performing stepwise. So sukham means the result is very pleasant. Avyayam means inexhaustible. It is your permanent asset. Keep on increasing. Why to remain conjuice and take an offshoot in my opinion? My 2 cents worth. Isn't it? No. Just keep on listening. And you talk with him. Narad Muni is able to talk everything in front of Krishna. Do you think as if Krishna doesn't know? He is all-knowing personality. Similarly, the divine personalities are also all-knowing. Trikalagya. Any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And my question is, Krishna is unlimited, his pastimes are unlimited. Why he has to repeat pastimes every time he comes in a day or come?
To give us a chance in this lifetime. For us, we never witnessed. Therefore, we come to Vrindavan to witness indirectly. Go to Parikrama, understand the Bhojanthari in Kamyavan and this and that. Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. But even we know little bit limited, for us it is unlimited. Because we are tiny, insignificant living entities. By repeated understanding or reading or hearing this pastime, we think, why it should be repeated? Repetition is the name of the game. First hear Shravanam, then Kirtanam. You repeat after it. What's the big deal? Anywhere, Knowledge is acquired by repetition. The teacher says and you repeat after him. We fail to understand a teacher also if we think something off track. Then we will not gain even in mundane subject. So what to speak of spiritual subject? It is very, very rigid discipline. Prabhupada brought it, that discipline which is rigid, but so lovingly that you do not know. We are entering into a subject matter. Which was even though available before, but it did not produce this kind of awareness, consciousness. Isn't it very powerful and divine? Prabhupada's activities were divine or not? These are inconceivable bhavas. Inconceivable bhavas. All these happenings are not understood by our mundane brain. Achintyastuti khalu bhava tamstarkena yojayat. And we should never utilize mundane logic to understand that. It's a waste of time. Because the symptoms of inconceivable are divine. Prakrutepi parebhya is divine. Even Prakriti is called Daivi. Daivi hesha guna mai mama maya duratra. How Prakriti acts, we do not, resolve it perfectly. Check the scientist. I was one of them. I gave up. But we know that our activities were futile. It would not yield the reality. So we gradually learn the reality by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. All right. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.